This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he was doing excellently after an unscheduled pacemaker implant and would on Monday attend a key judicial reform vote that has brought nationwide protest to a boil and stirred calls for compromise. With the country ensnared in its worst domestic crisis in decades, President Isaac Herzog on Sunday met Netanyahu in the hospital, treating him in hope of closing the rifts between the religious nationalist ruling coalition and opposition parties. Wildfires on the popular Greek island of Rhodes are forcing the evacuations of more than 30,000 local residents and tourists. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Greek authorities are calling it the largest wildfire evacuation in the country. More than 15,000 people by land and 3,000 by sea are now going to safer destinations. Among them are local residents abandoning their homes and travelers leaving their hotels, like this tourist from the UK.
Difficult, frustrating. Because we're not too sure where the fire is, but we were told to evacuate, so we just put some things in the bag and came here.
Firefighters with engines on the ground, joined by helicopters and planes, are working hard to stop the fires from spreading on Rhodes, an island known for unreliable winds. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Spain's conservative Popular Party is set to narrowly win the country's national election, but without the majority needed to topple the coalition government of socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. With 90% of votes counted Sunday, PP is on course to secure 136 of the 350 seats in the Congress of Deputies, the lower house in the Spanish parliament. Sanchez's Spain's Socialist Workers' Party is poised to take 122 seats, neither side likely to secure a majority. This is VOA News. Clashes flared in parts of Sudan on the 100th day of the war on Sunday, as mediation attempts by regional and international powers fail to find a path out of the increasingly intractable conflict. The fighting broke out on April 15th as the army and paramilitary rapid support forces vied for power. Since then, more than 3 million people have been uprooted, including more than 700,000 who have fled to neighboring countries. Some 1,136 people have been killed, according to the health ministry, though officials believe the number is higher. As the new week gets underway, the heat dome covering the U.S. Southwest lingers on and expands to other parts of the country. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
National Weather Service meteorologist Tony Fracasso says even though the heat tapers off slightly, parts of the country like Phoenix are still in for some scorching days ahead.
It's a continuation of a very prolonged heat event, especially in the Southwest.
And those high temperatures are expanding through parts of the country.
The heat will work eastward through the week, and we'll see some potential record high temperatures through Texas on Tuesday. And then perhaps into the Northeast on Thursday and Friday.
I'm Julie Walker.
American golfer Brian Harman is the winner of the British Open. AP correspondent Graham Agars reports.
It had been a long wait, but 36-year-old Brian Harman finally secured his breakthrough major title, and he did it with a commanding six-shot win at the British Open. Harman set up the victory with a brilliant second-round 65 that gave him a five-shot lead, and he challenged the best players in the world to come and catch him. Nobody could. He finished at 13 under after a solid closing 70 and never gave the field a chance. John Rahm, Jason Day, Tom Kim and Sepp Straka came the closest, tying in a distant second place at 7 under. It was Harman's third PGA Tour victory, but by far the biggest. I'm Graham Agars.
Barbenheimer didn't just work, it spun box office gold. Warner Brothers Barbie claimed the top spot with a massive $155 million in ticket sales from North American theaters from more than 4,000 locations, surpassing the Super Mario Brothers movie as the biggest opening of the year and breaking the first weekend record for a film directed by a woman, Greta Gerwig. Universal's Oppenheimer also soared past expectations, taking in $80.5 million from over 3,600 theaters in the U.S. and Canada, marking director Christopher Nolan's biggest non-Batman debut and one of the biggest ever starts for an R-rated biographical drama. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.